Radio made in Watford. Vibe 107.6.
Vibe Breakfast with Miles and Al. Time to go through what's on our mind this week. Now, Al, what's on my mind is, and I was watching telly last night and I was thinking, what I need to happen, and I think dog lovers will be on board with me with this.
Okay, you said cat lovers as well, which
potentially,
I'm quite interested in.
Less so cat lovers.
Okay.
I think adverts that have animals in them should have a warning at the start to say animal in advert, so that we can be prepared to distract the dog from seeing the advert and starting going absolutely mental. A horse, a cat, a rabbit, especially dogs.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, you just hear, you'll be barely paying attention to the telly because it's the ad, and you'll hear, oh dear. You see it, and then you're trying to distract it. Look over here, hey guys, look. And then you're getting his face, and you're like trying to turn it away from the telly. And it's just, if there was a warning, just and like a buzzer.
Yeah, at least maybe a 30-second warning on the previous advert. You just get the dog out of the room.
Yeah.
And then you'd be fine.
Just to start, warning contains animals.
Mm.
And be like, thank you. Gas, come over here. And then he wouldn't know.
It's interesting you mentioned this, because there's absolutely no danger of this with my cat. I've been wondering, quite recently actually, whether cats can actually perceive images on a screen at all, and I don't think they can.
Well, our cat used to watch the telly with us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, my cat's just not interested. And he was sitting next to me when I was working the other day, and I put a video of some birds, like, tweeting away and stuff on the computer, and I thought it might, you know, sort of set him off, get him excited and interested. Absolutely nothing. I just don't think they can see it.
I think that they're just cleverer than dogs, and like humans, they can perceive that there is a screen and that it's not a real animal because they can't smell them.
yeah, exactly.
I think that's it. What's on your mind anyway?
Yeah, credit where it's due. On my mind this week, has there ever been anyone who's managed to stay in love with their broadband provider?
I thought you can say something else then. probably not.
I just think this is a relationship that always, always ends in a bus stop.
Yes, and I think phone as well, because they start to slow down.
Yeah.
That modem doesn't work as good as it should work for very long.
The bitterness creeps in. Now, I'm not going to name any names, but I've had a very rough time with my broadband recently.
Is it not working?
There's been a lot of anger. No, it's dropping out about every 5 minutes when I'm trying to work from home. And also, it knows when I'm either working from home or when me and Phoebe are trying to watch a movie on Netflix at the weekend. It never drops out when you don't particularly need it.
And you can't even go to, like, a cafe at the moment and sit in the corner.
Exactly.
Oh.
So I've been, I spent about 25 minutes being very furious on the phone yesterday to a certain broadband company, and it's been on my mind ever since, so I'm just getting it off my chest.
I think you're right, but there's always a solution.
Hmm.
You're going to have to start sending your notes back into work by pigeon.
Vibe 107.6.
Dua Lipa, DaBaby and Levitating.
Can I just pick up something from that song, please?
Yes, of course you can.
When DaBaby comes in with his rap, which is a very good rap. I like the track, actually.
Excellent rap.
Very good. Yeah. His first line is, "I'm one of the greatest, ain't no debating on it." Now, don't get me wrong, I don't want to do down a young and up-and-coming performer.
Yeah.
Because DaBaby is very talented, and, you know, there's little debating about that. But I just think, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Right. One of the greatest is a bold claim.
Yeah. At this stage in his career, I think it might be a bit much.
So we're talking Biggie, Tupac.
Yeah, your Jay-Z's, your Biggie's, your Tupac.
Kanye would probably be in there.
Yeah, I hate
Eminem,
to say it, but
definitely.
Yeah.
DaBaby, not one of them?
Probably, you know, in the next tier down at the moment.
You reckon the next tier down?
Maybe a few tiers down.
Yeah, somewhere around Ludacris.
Vibe 107.6.
You probably would have seen the news last week. This is as politics as it gets for us. Dominic Cummings had enough.
Yeah, he's gone.
He's gone. He decided that he and Boris, I don't know who decided, but he's left.
Yeah, he's had a big falling out, like me and my broadband provider.
Like you and your broadband provider.
Yeah,
he complained to Boris, and then he decided to no longer use the service.
Exactly.
Or Boris, you no longer use the service of his special advisor.
Mm.
It sounded like a nanny, didn't it? A little bit.
Well, I looked this up, and apparently Boris Johnson actually invented the job for him when he came to power, so it's not something.
Yeah, well, as much as a lot of people, he's very divisive, he's obviously a clever man, Dominic Cummings, but he's gone. So what I thought we'd do today, the top three people who Boris should think about replacing Dominic Cummings with. At three, Morgan Freeman. And now, I'm not just talking about Morgan Freeman. Mm. I'm thinking the characters he played, if he brings a little bit of each of those.
Yeah.
Think about it. He was God. in Bruce Almighty. That would help.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, even Red in Shawshank.
Yeah. Full of wisdom.
Andy Dufresne, first time I saw Andy Dufresne.
Oh, man, that's such a good film.
And Lucius Fox is very techie.
Yeah, absolutely.
Could build stuff.
If you rolled all three of them into one...
All of a sudden, Boris is driving the Batmobile.
Yeah, there's your top three right there.
Just these characters. Tom Hardy. Because he's a bit of a henchman.
Okay, so not Tom Hardy characters, just Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy himself. Well, yeah. if you think about it, Dominic Cummings had one of those looks that it would be like, if he looked at you, he'd stare a hole through you, go, oh, God, that's scary.
Yeah.
Tom Hardy's slightly different in that I reckon he could beat the living everything out of you. But,
and if he looks at you the wrong way, you'd scarper out of the room.
And if you're talking about characters, there's nothing more intimidating than when he played Bronson.
Mm.
I mean, I spent that whole film thinking, I don't ever want to meet this man.
Oh, man, I've not seen that. I've seen the one where he plays the Kray twins. That's
Exactly. And then he's in Peaky Blinders as well, so he knows his way around gangland.
Yeah, exactly.
In a film.
Or he could just put his Bane mask on.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine him giving a speech as Bane. We'd all listen.
Yeah.
So that's number two. And number one, Richard Branson. He got, well, we're in an economic crisis and he got really rich, didn't he?
Yeah, he's a resourceful man.
Yeah, he knows how to make money. So Boris could be like, Richard, you know, how are we going to make some money for the country?
I think you might genuinely be onto something there.
Yeah, Branson.
Mm.
I mean, it's probably the least funny one at the top.
Yeah.
But at the same time...
That's because it's a semi-serious suggestion.
Yeah, and we could be like, well, technically, we pay taxes, so we help pay for your wage, so you need to let us all come to your island.
Yeah.
So that would be great.
That would work for me.
Radio Made in Watford. Vibe.
Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday to who? Happy birthday, dear who? Happy birthday to who?
Stevie's better at it, isn't
he? Were we in the same key there? I think so.
Yeah, close enough.
No, enough.
A few octaves. But then again, octaves are fine, aren't they? Anyway,
I've got a lot of range.
Anyway, this is a fun, easy game to play. There's some celebrity birthdays today. I give Al a cryptic clue as to who they are, and he has to guess who it is.
It's quite nice to be the quizzee rather than the quizzer. It's not a position I'm used to.
No, it's good. It's good. I have all the power.
Mm.
So, the first birthday today, on the 18th of November 2020... It should have been me marrying Robert De Niro's daughter. Might as well crash the wedding anyway. At least Marley loves me.
Ooh, hang on a minute. So, Robert, so that's Meet the Parents.
Maybe.
And Marley and me.
Mm.
Oh, Wedding Crashers, Owen Wilson.
It is, 52 today.
Wow.
Well done.
Love Owen Wilson.
Oh, yeah, he's very good, isn't he?
He's great.
He always seems bored.
Have you seen the video online of him just saying wow in every film that he's in?
Wow. Birthday number two. I can't see, man! How can I get ready to rumble now?
Just to stop, drop the accent.
I can't see, man! How can I get ready to rumble now? At least I'll always have me little short mate with me. He loves a takeaway too.
Is this somebody who's very much in popular culture at this minute in time?
Why, hey, man.
Is it... Hang on a minute. So, I know two people who it could be, and you said it's not the one that's shorter. Is it Ant McPartlin?
It's not Deck.
Yes.
It is. Well done. 45 today, so we'll see him tonight on I'm a Celeb.
Wonderful.
And we'll all say happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
He comes on the screen. And this is a really, this is the hardest one we've done so far now. Mm. Okay, I think, anyway. My whole fam is famous, but I think I might be the most famous. I think. I'm not really sure, if I'm honest. My brothers did this thing where they went undercover as white socialists, white socialites, not socialists, whilst I, well, they might be socialists, whilst I was hanging out with this new girl.
I haven't got a Scooby-Doo.
My whole fam is famous.
Okay. I'm thinking Kardashians.
I think I'm the most famous, but I might not be. I'm not really sure. Possibly.
Mm.
My brothers did this thing or film where they went undercover as white socialites.
Okay. That's the Wayans brothers, right?
It might be.
Yeah.
Whilst I was hanging out with this new girl.
New Girl is in the TV show New Girl.
Mm-hmm.
So is there a Wayans brother who's in New Girl?
There is.
Is it, I'm going to name one of the ones that I know. Is it Damon?
Yes, it is.
Is it? That was a complete guess.
Damon Wayans Jr. is his birthday today, and he's 38. I think he's the most famous one. He's the one that you'd know.
He's the one I've heard of, the one I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So happy birthday to him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to all them. And happy birthday to Ant McPartlin.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Vibe 107.6.
We need a button.
Yeah,
spoiler alert. Because we're about to talk about Great British Bake Off.
So turn your radio down for the next couple of minutes, but do remember to turn it up again afterwards.
I made a very fatal error sleep-wise last night.
Oh, yeah.
Because normally I watch it on catch-up straight afterwards. And I just thought it started at 9. And I normally watch it about 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, now I'm going to watch I'm a Celeb at 9.
Yeah.
And then I watch Bake Off on catch-up after. It starts at 8, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I was up an hour later than I should have been.
Oh, man.
I know. Rookie we're up really early for this show as well.
Yeah, we are.
I wasn't going to miss it.
Mm.
But I wish I had. It infuriated me.
It was a really controversial one last night, wasn't it?
It was.
Mm.
I don't understand. We can do this without giving it away, actually, so we can't be too spoiler alert.
Yeah, I think we can, actually.
I don't understand how the person who went home went home above another person who is a complete disaster.
Yeah. Well, the person who stayed, who's caused controversy, is consistently making things that taste great but don't look particularly good. That's
awful.
That's that person's thing,
awful.
Isn't it?
Awful. Mm. Like, even our first thing, the first challenge last night, it sort of looked okay, but was still too messy.
Yeah.
And then
it was patisserie week as well, so it's got to be on point.
If I was cleaning that studio, I would be absolutely gutted she's still in. Because she makes so much mess. She was dribbling chocolate all over the carpet.
I noticed this when they were handing in their bakes at the end on the last challenge. Three of them basically had clean aprons. Chocolate,
she looked
everything
like,
all.
She looked like a mum who's been baking with a toddler, didn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Oh, no, I'm really, really, I was really angry.
Yeah, well, I think it...
And she's in the final.
Yeah, because the judges always say this thing about, on Bake Off, you know, you've only got to have one bad week and then you're gone. But last night, I think, completely undermined that, because the person that stayed had a terrible week and is still there.
Yeah, and, well,
the person that went had an average
week. Tastes were good. The person who went came second in the technical, and it was a difficult technical, so that's okay.
Yeah.
Was one of the bottom with the other girl in the first challenge, who came bottom in the technical.
Yeah.
And then at the end, her thing, it didn't work that well. It wasn't great, but at the same time, it wasn't completely, like, it was okay compared with, it looked better, even sort of melty, than the complete mess that the other person just present. How can you present that to poor Hollywood?
Exactly. And I always think as well at this point, when there's so few people left, they talk about coming last in the technical like it's a massive, real badge of shame. But you've come fourth. If it was the beginning of the series, you'd be near the top. I'd be dead chuffed with that.
Yeah, but it was awful.
Yeah.
It was really terrible. And she had, and the person who stayed had many, again, every week had another meltdown and was really like, oh, God, I can't do it. Oh, just get on with it.
You've got absolutely no time for it, have you?
Oh, just the whole episode. And then someone was told they were really improved. And instead of just saying thank you, they said, yeah, I know, you know, I have really improved.
Yeah, yeah, you're
No! That's your... In England, in Great Britain, we accept compliments sheepishly. We don't agree with them.
Very reluctantly, we might take the compliment.
Oh, we got a handshake as well. So it was a good episode in the end. Obviously, it's made me a moat, so the producer doing something right.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
So have you seen who's the new, rather unlikely, king of Instagram?
No.
It's Rupert Grint.
Is it?
Yeah. So he's become the first the fastest person to get 1 million followers on Instagram.
Really?
After he joined on the 10th November.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
Beating David Attenborough's record.
Yeah, it's easier now, I think. Because they've got more people sharing their stuff, don't they? So Daniel Radcliffe gives it a share. And one of his, 30 billion followers.
Yeah. It's a funny one. I didn't know David Attenborough was... Before him was the fastest person.
It doesn't surprise me.
He's someone I'd be more likely to follow if I had Instagram.
Of course, you
post
would,
beautiful animal pictures and nature shots and all sorts. Whereas
you
do.
I mean, I know you, but you, I can imagine you sit at home and watch nature documentaries that aren't Attenborough.
Yeah, of course.
As well as Attenborough
on
ones.
Occasion. Yeah, bit of Chris Packham.
Young people don't do that.
Yeah, love a bit of autumn watch, but that's finished now. But yeah, Rupert Grint's a funny one, because he's sort of, you know, we haven't heard from him for a few years, and no one knows what he's been up to, really.
Well, he's had a kid called Wednesday.
Yeah!
Yeah, ironically born on a Friday.
So yeah, that's quite an achievement. 4 hours and 1 minute it took him to get to 1 million followers. Yeah, which is amazing.
Oh, my social media game is nowhere close.
you've got to sort it out.
Yeah, at Miles Blumsome. Actually, Rupert, if you wanted to share that, I know you listen to the show.
Let's see if we can break the record.
I'd love to break, I mean, I've been on Instagram for about 4 years.
Yeah,
so.
Oh, yeah. we're not going to rate
five years, a bit late.
Five years versus 4 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's really impressive, actually.
Yeah.
What type of things is he posting then?
Let me have a look here, actually.
Apart from posting about Wednesday, he should only post photos of his child on Wednesdays. Mm. It should be banned. He should every time he posts on a different day, just comment back, wrong day, mate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Right, okay, I'm just getting his Instagram up here. Let's have a look. What's he put up? Okay, he's only put up two things so far. So there's a photo of him and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then there's a video he's put up, which says an Apple original, but I can't play it because I'm not logged in because I've actually got Instagram.
Right, so it's a waste of 1 million followers, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not the most qualified person to talk about it.
You're not on Instagram, are you?
No.
Vibe 107.6.
It's time for Big Al's Big Quiz.
Oh, yeah. So you've not hit the wrong music. I am taking inspiration from I'm a Celeb today. Now, yeah. If you cast your mind back to this time last year...
Right.
We did a little quiz that Tamsin took part in called the Bush Tucker Quiz. Do you remember?
Oh, no, yeah.
Yeah, so I thought we'd bring that back. Bit of fun. So I've added some extra Jeopardy today. Here's the thing. Before I tell you what it is, I'll tell you that I've got 5 questions here, all general knowledge.
Mm.
If you get all of them right, I have to eat the thing.
Mm.
If you get any wrong at all, you have to eat it.
Okay.
Do you want to know what you've got?
What the thing is to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't decide whether it's going to be that bad or not. So what I've done is I've mashed up some cornflakes, some coffee grounds, some hot sauce... and some lemon juice.
I don't like cornflakes.
Oh, good.
Oh, no. Okay.
I kind of think, as combinations go, it could be worse.
I mean, I love the idea.
Yeah.
I love the idea that if I get all 5 right, but you said I'm going to hate it, so I feel like you've made... And as you've got all the power here,
yep.
And there's no third party.
I have tried to be very fair, because what I didn't want to do is make it too easy and just not an interesting quiz.
Yeah.
And then also, if I make it too hard...
Yeah. It'd be great if I get the first 4 right.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So they're all very, very general knowledge. I really don't know how you're going to do with them. Shall we play the Bush Tucker Quiz?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Remember, you got to get all 5 of them right, or you have to eat the horrible, disgusting concoction that I've made.
Right.
Number 1.
Mm.
What is the capital city of the Czech Republic?
Prague.
Correct. Okay. This is genuinely tense, isn't it? It's more tense than usual.
I'm terrified.
I'm really enjoying this. Okay. Yeah. Number 2. Whose album... divinely uninspired to a hellish extent was the biggest selling of 2019.
Oh no.
Take your time because I do need to take your first answer.
Divinely uninspired to a hellish extent.
Mm.
Biggest selling album of 2019.
Yeah.
Lewis Capaldi?
Yes!
Oh! That was a guess!
this is so exciting!
Yes!
We should do this every week.
Yes, okay.
Okay. You ready for number 3?
Yes.
The next Batman movie is out in 2022 after being delayed again. But who's playing the Caped Crusader?
Robert Pattinson.
That's correct.
Okay, it's 3.
3. Oh my goodness. This could go your way.
Mm-hmm.
2 left. Here we go. Okay. Number 4. Now let's see how you get on with this. Alan Shearer, Wayne Rooney and Andrew Cole are the 3 all-time top goal scorers in the Premier League.
Yes.
Who's 4th?
Frank Lampard.
No!
Is it Thierry Henry?
No!
Is it... Aguero?
Yes!
No!
I can't believe that was the one you fell down on! Right, okay. Here we go. I am opening the little Tupperware that I brought in.
Do question 5?
Do you want question 5?
What was question 5?
Should we see how you get on with it?
Yeah,
alright. Who was the last of Henry VIII's wives?
Oh, do I know that? It's Catherine Parr. No! Oh.
Okay. I've opened it up. It does
How much
sting.
Do I need to eat?
I'm going to say a whole spoonful.
Oh, let me...
There you go.
Social distancing.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
It does look really horrible.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh!
But it's only the ingredients I've said. There's nothing else in there. I've not fermented it or anything.
Spicy cough, because I have to eat that.
Yeah.
Okay, should I... I'll tell you what.
He's taken a spoonful.
Oh, God.
How is it?
So warm.
Is it good?
I just got a coffee. You did it.
Well done.
Now I should play some music.
Wonderfully done. Thank you very much.
Radio made in Watford. Vibe.
So I've got a gripe.
Right, okay.
It's the 18th of November.
Uh-huh.
I'm already bored of the Battle of the Christmas adverts.
Really?
I can't be bothered with it this year.
Why?
I don't know. I was watching I'm a Celeb on Sunday, and every ad in the ad break was like a minute and a half long, had millions of pounds budget behind it, was soundtracked by a boring, slowed-down cover of an old pop standard. And by the time I'd watched about three of them, I just thought, I just don't care.
Sorry, I think I take the mick of you sounding like an old man on this show a lot, but that is taking the biscuit when you've just said an old, a slow, was it a slowed down pop standard?
Yeah, they'll use the word standard.
Yeah. I like the John Lewis and Waitrose one. Is it John
right.
Lewis Waitrose? Yeah, with Celeste's original song. Not
yeah,
slowed
to
down
be
pop
fair.
Standard.
Yeah, yeah.
Very good song. What one? I didn't love.
Everyone's going on about the McDonald's one this year.
I didn't love the one for toilet roll. Was it toilet roll or Kleenex or something?
And oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a weird where they drop the chicken on the floor.
Yes.
Yeah, that wasn't my favourite.
That is an odd one, yeah.
But I like most of them. I don't... Stop being a Grinch.
I'm not being a Grinch. It's just
stop being a Grinch.
Just do something new.
Stop being a Grinch.
Okay.
Just stop. Just sit down there. And
okay, fine.
Think about what you've done.
Vibe 107.6.
Right, we've just done our quiz trial, whatever you want to call it. But we have been enjoying I'm a Celeb this year.
We have.
It's the first time you've watched it properly.
It is. I've never got into it before. I don't know why, because I like most other sort of, you know, celebrity reality TV shows like that.
Yeah.
Big into Strictly. But it's just never happened. And this year, it's really good, turns out.
The person that I thought was going to win going in, I now no longer think is going to win.
Okay.
I thought AJ Pritchard will win, but he's just not done anything. He's just shrunk into the background.
I missed it on Monday, I think it was. So I saw Sundays and Tuesdays, and I've not seen him say anything. And I wondered if he'd had a big moment on Monday, but
he's not really done anything. Yeah. Neither has... the two girls that went and did the treasure chest yesterday, MBE.
Yes.
Who introduces themselves as MBE?
It's Holly... I can't remember her surname now. Giovanna Fletcher and Holly MBE.
Holly MBE. That's what we're going to call her.
Yeah.
I'm really liking Shane Ritchie. Although, and you need to look out for this tonight.
Yeah.
Myself and Heidi were talking about this last night. We think that he might be wearing eyeliner in there.
Okay, I'm going to keep an eye out.
Yeah, have a look. Because it looks like he may be wearing eyeliner.
Yeah.
Jordan North's going to win.
Oh, 100%. He is the people's champion. I think he's... People are so behind him because he's had such a horrible time so far.
It's Holly Arnold, by the way.
Oh, Holly Arnold, that's right, MBE.
Yeah, Holly Arnold, MBE.
Always have to say MBE.
Because she had said on the phone,
it's
wasn't
like,
it?
Come on.
It was that part when they said, all right, it's Shane Ritchie down here, AJ Pritchard down here, Holly Arnold, MBE.
Yeah, you don't hear Mo Farah going, oh, it's Sir Mo Farah,
full-time
gold medal
winner. Mo Farah went first. She should have taken his lead.
Yeah,
should have taken his lead.
Just say your name.
Oh, God, really? She just introduced herself as an MBE? Yeah. Okay. It's lovely. Congratulations. And incredible. She's, you know, incredible achievements throughout her career.
Yeah.
And that's nothing to be slighted, but yeah, that was quite funny.
It was funny.
But Jordan North, what was your favourite moment so far?
Oh, man. You can't beat the abseil from Sunday, can you?
Yeah, this bit.
Oh, no, this is not happening.
Before you said that, I was wondering what you'd actually put up for me.
Paul. That's it, let your feet do the work.
That's
yes,
fine.
You can grab the bags you can.
You know what I like?
Yeah.
That Mo Farah's just told him how to run.
Yeah.
Let your feet do the work. It's what I've won gold medals at the Olympics.
That's
from
what
that.
I've always lived my life by that rule.
Yeah. No, I'm absolutely loving it. And the food challenge was much worse than what I just did.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
much
it was
worse.
Very fun. Oh, I know how we're going to finish this link. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
We like to drink with Jordan, because Jordan is our mate. And when we drink with Jordan, he gets it down in 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
5, 107.6.